The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, seven, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
15-Minute Morning Show podcast time, everybody. Yay!
Yay!
Good God, what do we do to deserve this? I know we're already kind of putting together a few things to talk about on the show tomorrow, the Tuesday show. One of them is the time change that's coming this weekend.
Yes.
If you have a baby or a cat or a dog, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because the clock will move, but their tummies won't.
Right, exactly. For a while, they still will get up and want to eat at the same time, and it'll be a different time on the clock. And Scary doesn't get it. Every year he yells at me for saying that. And like, who cares? It's so stupid. That's not the truth. It is the truth. If you have pets or kids, you are affected every time by this.
Exactly. I have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett has family. You have the dogs and the family. Their stomachs are still on the old time. They don't change clocks.
That's one of those, like, go to the kitchen, do it yourself.
Yeah, God.
We might
to
have
the
to.
Dog?
Yeah, to the dog and the kids work together. I'm sleeping.
I feel like we're going to have to find the audio of the last time this argument was presented, because the way Danielle just said it made a lot of sense.
Yes.
The way it was talked about last time sent us all into, like, a stroke.
Okay.
So there's something
we'll
different, but I don't know what it is.
Let's find the audio.
Okay.
I'm sure it's somewhere. We'll find it. Anyway, so we always have the time change argument twice a year.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow on the show, Tuesday's time change argument.
Can't wait.
Let's talk about rude people, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
List. I made a list. Common things people do that they don't realize is actually rude. Number one, listening to anything in public with the volume turned up.
Monstrous.
Yes.
You are polluting the world with your audio.
Yes. And that includes people having conversations on the speakerphone, correct?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I was on a plane recently. I told you guys this. There was a grandmother and a grandson sitting next to me. They both had whatever they were watching on full blast. So it was like a telenovela and then also Blue's Clues. And it was insane. I'm like, you don't have headphones?
Yeah, you need headphones.
Also, flight attendants are not going to tell them to shut up. This was terrible. It was terrible.
I know. It is irritating. Or, no offense, it's usually older people at a table in a restaurant. They go on their speakerphone and start yapping to someone.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a lot. I feel like a lot of little kids do it too, and their parents just let them because it's babysitting. The kid's at least engaged in something, so they don't care. But when I'm like hearing a game nonstop and just like bring, bring, bring coins at a nice restaurant, right. What the hell?
That drives me crazy at a soccer match too, because we'll be sitting in the stands and the parents want to keep the kids busy next to us and they have their iPad on so loud and I'm trying to watch the game and I'm like, can you just like put headphones on that or something?
Hey, may I assume when you're a parent, you don't hear the noise as much anymore? You kind of tune it out.
It's like working at the radio station. My kids are like, how come you're not singing along, Dad? I'm like, I hear these songs all the time. And same thing with kid shows.
Right.
I have every single kid show song stuck in my head.
Hello, Tom. Oh, the president of programming has arrived. Tom Holman.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just wanted to introduce you to Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will. Hi, Will.
What's up, Will?
Anyway,
oh, hi. Okay.
Who's Will?
Who is Will?
Well, wait, who's Will? Wait, what are you doing?
Will?
Who's
Will? No,
what the fuck?
Oh, he's chuckling out there.
Who's Will? Well,
who's Will?
They're walking away.
They're just walking away. They're walking down the hallway.
They don't how rude.
They laughed and pointed.
Who's the doorman?
We need these need to lock.
That's obnoxious.
Studio doors need to lock. I'm telling you.
So Tom Pullman walks in, introduces to Will, and leaves. Who's Will?
I have no idea. I'll call him on his cell phone.
And now
he's the chief of police. He feels like he can walk in here anytime he wants.
He enjoyed that chaos.
And now he thinks he's funny because he won't even tell us who Will is. He did that.
It's not funny. It's like he farted on the elevator and got off. We're sitting there just having to inhale that.
Does Will work?
Smell.
Should we get guesses?
We don't know.
Does
we
he
don't,
work in the building?
Can someone run down and find out who Will is?
I think
he's an
the
artist.
Morning show host.
I'll be back.
Talk about rude people. Thank Pullman you, just pulled
if
one
I don't,
off.
If I don't get back, come back, I got fired. Yeah. So
he's okay, Garrett's
good.
Replacement.
I mean, not good, but good. all right. People who are rude don't know it.
He could be the new artist. That he's
parking
promoting.
A shopping cart in the middle of the aisle while you're at the grocery store?
Oh,
yes.
Pull it to the
move
side.
Your cart to the side.
Move it to the side.
Yep.
And you try to get around them, and they're like, they look at you like you're being rude. Like, get.
No, yeah. You're being rude.
Yeah.
Or they'll speaking park of it shopping on one carts. Side and then block it the rest of the aisle with their body on the other. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You pull the cart over to where you need to go.
Exactly.
You don't walk over.
Now, speaking of shopping carts, the ones that don't put them in the corral, in the parking lot. Like, scary is like that.
Yeah,
well,
monsters.
I mean, it depends on where the cart corral is. If the cart corral is close by, I don't mind walking over to it. But if it's on the other side of the aisle and I got to walk for more than 3 or 4 minutes, I will just put it out of harm's way so as it doesn't take up a parking space or in the middle of the road.
Wait,
I'm not going to be that kind of guy.
But that's what you're saying is that your 3 minutes are more important than the other person's 3 minutes, or maybe longer, who then has to come and get it and take it back.
Well, you'll be taking a job away from someone if everybody puts them away.
No, you're not.
You won't.
No, you're not. That's,
you still
that's
take those
bullshit.
Cards
and guess
inside,
what?
You dick.
The person who takes my parking space is going to need a cart, and they're going to have to walk all the way over to the corral to get a cart.
They can't even move into the space because your cart is there.
I would never take that cart. I'd be like, that person is dirty and lawless.
Yeah, and I don't want
cart.
A lazy man's cart.
Yeah.
And also, like, I was at King's the other day, and at the very end, I think I may have told this story, at the very end of the parking lot, as far as the eye could see, I could see a cart that someone had taken and not brought back.
Monsters.
So you know what? I started walking into the store and went, F it. So I just walked all the way, like 3 miles that way, almost, and got this cart.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I was coming back. I discovered more carts. I ended up bringing 3 carts back to the corral because if Scary can't walk, walking is actually good for you.
Well, then put more corrals out there. Put a corral in every
Wait, Scary,
aisle.
You walk through the whole grocery store with it, and it's that last, like, 100 feet that just do you in?
Yeah, I think that's maybe what it is. I don't know.
By the way, Scary, when's the last time you walked through a grocery store?
Oh, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
spent $784.
It was ridiculous. I got robbed.
You did.
Got ripped off.
Moving on to other things that people do and they don't know, they're really rude. Like if someone declines a drink.
Oh.
Insisting, people are like, you got to have it done. Come on, man. What's your problem? People that give them, not the people who turn down the drink, the people who give them hell for it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you don't know if someone's sober or they have a health issue or they just don't want to drink.
They don't owe you an explanation.
I got pressured into doing a shot that I didn't want on Saturday night, but I felt beer pressure on that. So.
Don't do it. Don't let them win that. They're being rude. And you don't owe anyone an explanation. If you don't want to drink or smoke pot, whatever, you just say no thanks. That's it. They don't need to know why.
Nope.
What, are you in rehab? No, I'm not.
I just don't feel like drinking.
Here's one that I need to work on. I'm being rude and don't even know it. Letting my dog jump on you.
Oh,
like when people come to the house.
See, I can see that.
Dog people don't care, though.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll, as somebody that's even allergic to dogs, the smaller dogs, they're okay, I feel like. Because they don't really do that much damage. But if it's a big dog, yeah, you got to control it.
So we always have elevator episodes in my apartment building, and people are getting on at various floors with their dogs. And a lot of times, the dog will come. It'll come sniff me, lick me, whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm an easygoing person, so I'll pet the dog back. But I'm thinking in my head, dude, what if I friggin' hated dogs and the owner does nothing to like hold the dog back?
Right.
It's just like, well, oh yeah, go ahead.
And as you're a parent, you don't let your kids jump all over strangers.
Right. I mean, I don't mind it. I have a threshold up.
Also, like around here, people are usually getting in those elevators because they took their dog outside or they're going to take their dog outside, and their little paws or little dirt bag little paws.
Right.
Which I get because you're walking around outside, but then don't jump on me. And I love dogs, but ew, I don't want a little brown paw print on me.
Another time, you're being rude, don't even know it. Asking a newly married couple when they're going to have kids.
That's so weird.
That's always the first question.
Or any couple, right?
Yeah.
Like, when are you planning on getting married? Who says that to two people dating?
Oh, I get that all the time. And
it's none of their business.
People think it's so cute to say weird things like, oh, but you guys would have such beautiful babies. No, don't want them. And then also, oh, you guys have been together that long? How come you're not married? Because we don't want to be. That's why. It's just very weird.
You and Brandon would make cute babies.
Ghosts. No.
Or, you're being rude, don't know it? When you're looking at your phone while someone is speaking to you.
Yeah.
He just put down his phone.
Down.
He just put down his phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's on camera.
No.
Yeah, there's that. I agree.
Well, look, I know that, you know, in this room, you know, we're doing the show, this and that. The show never stops, so every once in a while you got to look down for notes or you got to look at something. I get that.
I'm looking at the clock right now.
But let's say you're at a bar with a friend and you start talking to them and they pick up the phone and go, yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's awful.
And a lot of people do not have the ability to text or look at whatever is on their phone and listen to you, so you know they're just not.
Is it rude to me? I cannot do that.
Is it rude to answer the phone at the table?
Yes.
Yes.
So, absolutely. So if you need to answer the call, you just step away, I guess.
Pardon me. I need to take this.
Pardon me. I got to step out for a second.
Okay. As a parent, this could be another way people are being rude around you, giving unsolicited parenting advice. I mean, even on like social media, they're like, oh, you shouldn't let your kid do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have your kid. You're responsible for your kid. No one else is. Get off my lawn.
I hate people who don't have children that give advice because until you're in that situation, you have no idea. Like, they do the same thing with, like, a lot of things. Like, if you're not in a situation, you really don't know until you're in that situation. It drives me crazy.
Okay, but two things. One, is it unsolicited parenting advice to be like, get some headphones on that kid's iPad? Because that's annoying.
That's not parenting. That's just being rude.
But yeah, also,
they're being jackasses.
Being rude.
And you're right. I don't know what it's like to have kids, but I know what it's like to deal with everybody else's kids. Yeah. That, like, they chose to have kids. Now it's my problem
with whatever's going on. If I'm dealing with my kid and I have a problem or an issue with my kid and you don't have a kid and you walk over and go, here's what I think you should try. I'd be like, you don't have kids. How would you know what to try?
Because those two don't do coach.
Like that. That's a different situation.
But if the kid's like kicking you in the shin, you have every right in the world to say, hey, can you get your kid off
of
my shin?
Of course. That's anybody in general.
Finally, we're running out of time. Okay. Saying no offense right before you say something that you know is going to be offensive.
So that doesn't give you the license.
If you say something offensive by saying no offense. If you really feel like you have to say no offense, you really shouldn't say what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
With that said, let's try to be polite today, people. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you.
Bye. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.